The end of the first parak, and we're holding over here for those who have the printout on page Sadi Aleph. We're up to the paragraph that begins Uveperek Kama de Avodah Zarah. Uveperek Kama de Avodah Zarah Daf Beis Amud Beis. Now, if you remember, we ended off describing the nature of mitzvos and how mitzvos are connected to those who are lemalim and hateva. We spoke a little bit about the number 7 and 8, how the natural world operates in terms of the number 7, and the Jewish people are connected to the world that is lemalim and hateva, bris milah, the world of 8, Torah, lemalim and hateva. After 7 weeks of 7 days of Sefiras HaOmer, the 8th week, we're mekabel the Torah. So says the Maharal, explaining a Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Daf Beis Amud Beis. The Gemara says, Hashem mi Sinai ba v'zarach mi Seir lamo, hofia mehar paran. Pasuk at the beginning of Vezos HaBracha. Kodesh Baruch Hu, mi Sinai ba v'zarach mi Seir hofia mehar paran. As if to say a Kodesh Baruch Hu had visited Seir and Har Paran on his way to Kabbalah Satorah. So the Gemara asks, Mai ba'i b'Seir u'mai ba'i b'paran? What is Hashem's business in Seir, which is the territory of Esav? Umay ba'i v'paran. And what was the Kodesh Baruch Hu doing by Yishmal? Melamed, a well-known Gemara, Shehechzir HaKadosh Baruch Hu HaTorah Al Kol HaOlam. From here we learn that HaKadosh Baruch Hu went around the world offering the Torah to the nations, V'lo ratzu l'kabla, and they weren't interested in accepting it. Hachabo Yisrael v'kiblua, until B'nai Yisrael came along and we chose to accept the Torah. That is the Gemara's presentation of that famous idea. The Medrash has a slightly different presentation. The Medrash, the Sifrei, the Medrash in Dvarim, Amar Malamed Shehechzir HaKadosh Baruch Hu Asa Torah LeBnei Esav. Kadosh Baruch Hu brought the Torah to the Bnei Esav. Amar Lehem, Rotzim Atem LeKabel HaTorah. Are you interested in accepting my Torah? V'amru Lo Maksiv Ba. What's written in it? Amar Lehem Lo Sirtzach. It says in the Torah, you're not allowed to kill. So the Bnei Esav said, what do you mean? Our legacy, the world of Esav, was blessed with what? Al Charb Chatichya. Amru Lo, Kol Brachos Shel Oso Ish. We come from Esav, who was blessed, Al Charb Chatichya, to live by the sword. You're asking us to put down our sword? To deny our essence? To be the fierce warrior that Esav and the Bnei Esav were? To accept the Torah? It's not for us. We're not able, we're not interested in accepting your Torah. Amr Livnei Yishmal wrote to Matem Lekabla Torah. So Hashem went further and said, Yishmal, maybe you're interested in my Torah. Amru Lo Maksivba. Amar Lehem Lo Signov. Amru Lo Kadosh Baruch Hu, that's not going to work for us either. Kol Birchosev Shal Oso Ish. V'hu Yeh Per Adam Yado Bakol V'yad Kol Bo. The blessing of Yishmal in Bereishis Perek to Zion is that he's going to be a wild person, a para-adam, whose hand will be, so to speak, involved in everyone else's business. Right? Yado bakol v'yad kol bo. He's always going to, and the hand here obviously means, the way it's being understood, is that he's going to be a goslin. He's going to be a thief. He's going to be dishonest. So therefore, if this is our nature, we can't accept a Torah that has a rule, lo signov. Einanu rotzim lakabla, we're not interested in accepting your Torah. Ad kan, the words of the Medrash. So let's try to understand, why did Yishmal, and we've heard this a million times, we know this Medrash, we know this Maimar Chazal, we know the Gemara. Let's say it twofold, why didn't Esav and Yishmal accept the Torah? And why couldn't Esav and Yishmal accept the Torah? So the explanation is, based on what we've been learning, Ki ha-mitzvos ha-Torah, shehim ha-pu'ulos ha-alokios, misyachsos el Yisrael. We've been explaining how there are different levels of soul, right? There's an animal soul, and there's a more elevated soul. There's a soul that is, there's an aspect of soul that is more godly, a divine soul. It's a seichel nivdal. And we explain that Torah and mitzvot are the actions that correspond to that part, that spirit within man. But that spirit within man is uniquely found by the Jewish people. In accordance with the maila of their nefesh, they are muchan, they are prepared, they are worthy, we are that kli, to be able, specifically, heim b'yichud lehem, it's miuchad for us to be able to receive Torah and mitzvos. Aval akum mitzad chesronam upichisusam, but the nations of the world, which again we're gonna have to say in a very nuanced way tonight, we're gonna have to draw a line between us and the rest of the world. But the nations of the world, because of their limitations, and because of their lowliness, and because of the fact that while they're created in the divine image, not as much as we are, banim atem la'Hashem Elokeichem, einam ru'uyim lepu'ulos ha'elokios shehem ha'mitzvos. They don't have a shaychus to the mitzvos of the Torah. I'll tell you an interesting Rashi just very quickly that I came across the last couple of days. I've been learning a little bit of Megillas Rus, and I've been going through Megillas Rus with Rashi. So at that scene where Naomi says to Rus, you know, it doesn't really make sense for you to travel on with me, it probably makes sense for you to go back. And she says, I'm here to stick it out with you. And she's trying to give her examples of things that she's going to have to change in her life. And Rus is meeting her every step of the way. So she says to her, for example, you know, some of our rules are very demanding. We have a concept of Tchum Shabbos. You can't go outside of the Tchum on Shabbos. You'd be very limited how you travel on Shabbos. So she says, don't worry. Ba'asher telchi eleich. Where you go, I'll go. And she says, there's an Isser Yichud. You're not allowed to be alone with a man who's not your husband. She says, don't worry. Ba'asher talini alin. Right? And then Rus says, Naomi says to Rus, she says, Amenu muvdalim yishar amim b'taryag mitzvos. We are distinct from the other nations with 613 mitzvos. So the truth is, if you think about this Rashi, we're really different in 606 mitzvos. Maybe we've heard the remez that Rus is gematria 606 because she already had the Sheva Mitzvah B'nai Noach. She only needed to accept as her conversion 606 more. But what Rashi's telling us is that even the Sheva Mitzvah B'nai Noach, and we alluded to it last time, even the Sheva Mitzvah B'nai Noach are not really exactly the same as our seven mitzvos. So when the Sheva Mitzvah B'nai Noach say to someone from the Umos HaOlam, don't do avodah zarah, and don't commit acts of adultery, and don't murder, the expectation of those mitzvos is higher when it comes to us. So really, all 613 mitzvos, we are categorically different. So again, says the Maharal, the nations of the world, because of their limitations, they're not really shayach to mitzvos. Again, even the seven mitzvos b'nei Noach, seven representing the lower realm, those seven, even though there's some overlap with our 613, are really of a different quality. And that's what it means, says the Maharal, v'zeo shaya machzir ha-Torah al kol uma v'lashon. That's what it means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu offered, continuing on the top of the next page, that Hashem offered the Torah to all of the nations, ve'etzem nafsham mima'in lekabel ha-pu'ulos ha-lokios, and the very essence of their souls rejected. Again, the fact that the Torah and Klal Yisrael meet up is because there's an inherent hachana, there's a certain natural preparation that we have for Torah, that we were created as a kli that has the ability to mekabel the Torah. But the nations of the world, they could not accept the Torah because of the very essence of who they are. And that's why they drew on their brachos that define their nations. Right? The bracha of Esav, the bracha of Yishmael. They saw within themselves as children of Esav, as children of Yishmael, a certain teva, a certain nature, which just doesn't align with Torah. Only the Jewish people, because, again, of the elevated nature of our souls, have the ability to be mekabel the Torah. But the Medrash is really actually taking it half a step further. It's not that Esav and Yishmael said, we're not interested, thank you, but no thank you. It's much more, it's sharper. The distinction is sharper than that. Because what the Medrash is telling us, by giving us these examples of Lo Sirtzach and Lo Signov, which are the opposite of what Esav and Yishmael stand by, what it's saying is not just that the Torah, you know, doesn't work ideally for them. The Torah is the opposite of everything that they stand for. Look at the words of the Maharal. According to the Medrash, Ki lo bilvad sheheim einam muchanim l'Torah, sheim pulos elokios, it's not just that they're not a proper, an ideal fit for mitzvah satorah. Aval yesh behem hachana el hefech zeh. Rather, in truth, they've oriented themselves opposite the Torah. Ratzo lomer ki esav yishmal hayu muchanim al pu'ulos shehem hefech atorah. The things that define Esav, the thing that defines Yishmal, is antithetical to the entire mahus of Torah. He explains here in the footnote, and we'll see it later on in the Sefer, in Parachaf, that the Torah really starts on a certain level with Avram Avinu. Right? When the Gemara says in Avodah Zarah Daf Tes that the world is going to last for 6,000 years, and the first 2,000 years are Tohu Vavohu, and the next 2,000 years are years of Torah. And the Gemara says, when do the years of Torah start? What happened in the year 2000? The year 2000, Avram was born in the year 1948 from creation. And he's 52 years old and he goes out to teach Torah. So you see that really learning Torah is only achieved through teaching Torah. So Avram goes to teach Torah to the world. So Avram, in a certain sense, is the beginning of Torah. Avram's Midah is the Midah of Chesed. The Maharal writes later in the Sefer, in the 20th chapter, that Avram's Midah of Chesed is, and the Torah being referred to as a Torah's Chesed, as we call it, as we know from Eishes Chayil, Torah's Chesed al Lishona, the opposite of Chesed is Shvichas Damim. The opposite of Chesed, he explains, is the Gezela that embodies Yishmael. So not only are Esav and Yishmael not perfectly aligned with Torah, it's not like an ideal fit. It's they're the opposite. Their midos that define them are the opposite of the Torah's Chesed, which is the definition of Torah. And that's because, again, of their orientation. That's who they are. Ki ein safek shibir chasam lefi ma sheheim hayu muchanam eleha ba'atzma. Meaning the bracha that they drew on, when the Medrash says each one pointed to the bracha. Oh, but Esav got a bracha al charbecha tichya. And Yishmael got a bracha that yado bakol, he's going to be a para adam. Right? So why draw on that bracha? A bracha, says the Maharal, defines the etzem of a person. Defines the essence of the person. When I give someone a bracha, I'm blessing them that they should be able to so to speak, maximize a koach, right, that I know they have within them. So when a Kadosh Baruch Hu gives brachos to Esav, to Yishmael, when Yitzchak Avinu is given the bracha of Eretz Yisrael, and Yitzchak never leaves Eretz Yisrael, you say, ah, right, that makes sense. Right? It was a natural fit. So the fact that Esav was given this bracha of Achar B'chatichya, that's his essence. The fact that Yishmael was given the bracha of Yado Bakol, that's his essence. And says the Maharal, it's not only an imperfect fit with Torah, it's the opposite of Torah. Umasha Zachar Kosav Azeh Esav Yishmael. So now you ask the question, why do we specifically, going back to the Pasuk, Hashem mi Seir, Mehar Paran, Seir is Esav, Paran is Yishmael, why dafka these two? Lomer ki akum nafshom noite elakotze. To teach us that the nations of the world, their souls are inclined, their note, to the extremes. Let me explain based a little bit on the Vilna Gaon. The Vilna Gaon speaks a lot about Esav and Yishmael. We know that there are 70 nations of the world, but they can really be divided into two categories, 35 and 35. And the head of each of those, those 35 nations, the head of one column is Esav, the head of the other column is Yishmael. Esav represents, Yishmael represents the imperfection of Avram, Esav represents the imperfection of Yitzchak, and we, B'nai Yisrael, are the perfection, that middle road, which represents Yaakov. Again, using the midos of Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, Avram is Chesed, which is the right side in terms of the spheros, Yitzchak is Gevura, which is also an extreme, that's the left side, so Esav becomes an extreme, and Yishmael becomes an extreme. Yaakov Avinu is the middle path. So the selection of Esav and Yishmael, so to speak, as the ambassadors for all who represent the right extreme or the left extreme, Klal Yisrael, the way of the Torah, Derachei Darchei Noam, as he's about to explain. What's beautiful about the Torah is it's such a balanced middle path in life. There's nothing extreme about Torah. I once read in the Sefer, someone asked the Rav one time, what does the Torah say about extreme behavior? So this Rav responded very creatively. He said, the Torah absolutely believes you should be very extreme about following what the Torah says. And what the Torah says is you should walk the middle path. So you should be very extreme about being very balanced in your life. Right? In terms of being extreme in one direction or another direction, that's not Torah. So therefore, says the Maharal, Esav and Yishmael were selected, so to speak, to represent this netiyah to the extreme. V'chol shenote hachanas nafshem alakotze hura. And anyone who gravitates towards an extreme, that's bad. V'zehu Hashem misinai ba v'zarach meiseir lama ofia mehar paran. Ki Hashem yisbarach ra kipu'ulas ha-Torah, heim hadrachim ha-yisharim. The Torah is the path that is what? That is yashar. We're called Yisrael. We're that middle path. we stay away from the extremes. The Maharal writes in the Netzach Yisrael in Perek Nun Hey, a very strong lashon. He says, "Kol ha-yoytze min ha-mamutza hu tameh." Anything that leaves that balanced middle path is by definition tameh. The Torah wants us to walk that shvil hazav, that precise middle path. The derech of the Torah is yashar, right? Heim darche Hashem, the way of Hashem is yashar. Ru'uyim la'asher lahem ha'chana mumutzas. It's that balance, it's that middle mahalich. V'hi atchuna ha'yishara. And this is the right way. Hashem is called yashar. His ways are called yashar. Lo el asher tchunas nafsham note ala kotze. U'p'ula shalahem inim yashar. And therefore the Torah wants to highlight, so to speak again, the extreme behaviors of Esav and Yishmael. Yishmael, again, is the perversion of that world of Avram, who is the right column, the Midah of Chesed. But when you take it to an extreme, it becomes perverted, it becomes corrupt. Esav is the byproduct of Yitzhak. Yitzhak is Gvura, is the left side. But again, if you take the left side to the extreme, Gvura makes you into a murderer. It turns you into an Esav. Okay, so these were very extreme midos, and that's why Chazal picked them to highlight, again, this antithetical nature of Esav and Yishmael, the very opposite of what Torah represents. V'zachar b'shvil kach Esav v'Yishmael, sheyesh b'kol echad kotze echad. Each one of them, again, represents a certain extreme. Klomar, ki elu shtei umos akum, t'chunas nafshem noitem in ha'emtza, kol achas l'kotze echad. These two, Esav and Yishmael, are the embodiment of the extremism of the nations of the world. And that's not what Torah is. L'kachem emanim l'kavul ha'Torah. And therefore the Torah, not only were they not interested in Torah, it just doesn't fit with them. It's antithetical to their metzias, to their essence, to their atzmiut. V'zeu sha'amar ki ha'echad v'yachasu achar b'chatichya l'irtzoach, v'yishmal yaldu b'kol b'koach v'chazaka ala brios. Again, the examples that the Medrash is bringing is that Esav's nature is to be a murderer, Yishmael's nature is to be involved in Gezela. Again, we have other Midrashim that indicate maybe Yishmael is Taiva, is Arayos, whatever it may be, they represent the worst of the worst. Ve'elu shneihem tuchunos ro'os michulakos, kol achas va'achas nota lekotze echad. Again, each one represents a different extreme. Kasher yadua lachach me'emes, and again, there's a lot to talk about here in terms of, again, Paras and Yishmael being the right side, Esav, Edom, being that perversion of Yitzhak, the left side, as is well known to chach me'emes, to those who study the Kabbalah. Uvishvil kach hayitchunasan memain lekabel haTorah. And therefore, it is totally against the very mahus to accept the Torah. Amnam b'gemara vodazara daf beizam v'beiz lo amru rak sheheim lo ratzu lekabla. But the Gemara says that they didn't want to accept it, as if to say they thought about it. It was almost as if it was a choice. Right? Meaning we're saying it wasn't even a cheshbon. It so doesn't fit with them, there's nothing to talk about. It doesn't even register by them. The Gemara implies that a Kodesh Baruch Hu be'emes offered it to them, and they weren't interested. It wasn't a perfect fit. They said thanks, but no thanks. V'akavana b'zeh, ki ein roi lehem ha-Torah v'ha-mitzvos, sheheim ha-pu'ulos v'ha-maisim ha-lokim, she'ein nafsham muchan lezeh, ki im Yisrael mitzav nafsham ha'alokios, u'mipnei zeh roi lehem ha'pu'ulos ha'alokios v'hei mitzvos ha'Torah. In other words, what the Maharal is saying is that we want to contrast the selection of Klal Yisrael, the choosing of Klal Yisrael, with the decision of Esav and Yishmael not to choose it. But in truth, what we're learning from the Medrash is that not only did they not choose it, but it was in fact antithetical to their very essence. Okay, let's keep going. Just another 2 minutes. I want to try to finish the parak. V'hu atzma masha amru zal b'yavamis. This is in fact what the Gemara tells us in Maseches Yavamis, a Maimer Chazal that literally Jewish lives have been taken over this Maimer Chazal. It was used against us at very varied points of history, and it's understood why it could easily be misunderstood. The Gemara says, atem kriyim adam. The Gemara says on the words Adam Atem, Pasuk in Yeshaya, Atem Kriyim Adam, you are called Adam, you are called people, you are called humans, Ve'ein Akum Kriyim Adam. And the nations of the world are not called Adam. Sounds like we're saying we're some superior race, we're the superhumans, and the rest of the world is animals. What does that mean? And we know from Tosfos and several places in Shas that the term Ha'adam does apply to the nations of the world. So what is Adam? What is this concept of Adam? And what is Chazal really saying when they say, we are called Adam to the exclusion of the nations of the world? Ubi are inyan zeh. Let's ask the simple question. What separates humans from animals? Masha Adam Yeshlo Nefesh Alokis. Again, we would say that an animal has the animal soul, and human beings have what? Have this higher level, Seichel Nivdal, this divine soul. The Chelek Elokal Mimal. Vihine Osam Asher Yeshlam Nefesh Alokis. He Mechunam Lidvarim Elokim Kamoha Nevua Vruach HaKodesh. So if you remember, we learned last time that the Jewish people have a natural alignment with achieving the Vua, achieving Ruach HaKodesh, of gravitating towards Dvar Malokim. In other words, while the nations of the world also have a divine soul of sorts, but our divine soul is different. And to highlight that difference, Chazal say, you are called Adam, and the nations of the world are not. It's not to say that Be'emes, they're animals. They're much better than animals. We're not saying they're the same as animals. God forbid. They're much higher than animals. They have the ability to think and to reason. They have Sheva Mitzvot B'nei Noach. But the distinction between us and them, that gap between the Umbas Olam and us, is so wide, it's ke'ilu, the difference between an Adam and a Baal Chai. It's the difference between this Nefesh Alokis, which was unique to Klal Yisrael, and this much lower level of soul, which was given to the nations of the world. And therefore we are called Adam in the fullest sense because we have the Torah. It's sort of like a cyclical process, right? We become the ultimate Adam because we have the Torah, but we also got the Torah because we're the ultimate Adam. So, you know, which came first, the Havdol, the chicken or the egg? But they go hand in hand. There was something about the nature of our soul which would allow us to accept the Torah, which would allow us to be the greatest of humanity. And again, I always point it out, because it's not bragging rights, it's responsibility. It's responsibility, being the Am HaNivchar, is a responsibility to hold ourselves to the highest standards. It's not a pass on life, it's not that we're better than you. We never kill, God forbid, in the name of being the Am HaNivchar, right? We never exempt ourselves and pardon ourselves because, you know, we can get away with things because we're the greatest, we can do what we want. The opposite of that. It's mamish the opposite of that. And again, as Rav Chaskel Vester Zatzal once said, he said, being the chosen people means that we're chosen to die 6 million Jews in the Holocaust, and we're also chosen to get the Torah at our Sinai. So it's very much a double-edged sword. But again, it's not something that we brag about in an irresponsible way, but it's something that we feel an achrayus to the whole world because we've been given this gift called Torah and this higher level of soul. So again, b'masha yesh behem kol asher roi lios la'odam shenikra odam b'prat b'pnei sheyesh bo maila elokis ve'eino tivi. Again, it's this supernatural nature of the Jewish soul that allows us to become this optimal human being through our alignment with Torah, and therefore, says Chazal, atem kruyin adam. U'mepnei zeha mitzvot shema pu'ulos halokios misyachsim b'prat li'Yisrael b'shleimus. So therefore, the mitzvos are uniquely given to the Jewish people, as we will continue to explain. He ends the parak by asking one final question, and that is, Va'al Yaksha, maybe you'll ask, how is it possible for the Jewish people to accept converts? How does a convert, how does someone from the nations of the world become the type of person who could live a life of Torah and mitzvos? Im kein hager ech efshar shia mekabel haTorah, kasher yesh lo tchuna nafshes she'ina tova. If a ger has, again, he was born as a person from wherever he was in the world with a non-Jewish soul, so how is it possible that he's able to align his soul with the Torah and mitzvos? Says the Maharal, this is not a question at all. V'ein zekasha klal, ki mi'acher shebal le'isgayer, hine yeshlo techuna yisraelis. When a ger is undergoing the conversion process, he is given this techuna yisraelis, and more than that. Maharal again says, what was the cause and what was the effect? His desire to convert came about from the fact that he must have been created already in some dormant fashion with a, so to speak, a secret Jewish soul. And that would only emerge with time. So Maral says it's not a kasha. He acquires a Jewish soul, or maybe he always had a certain level of Jewish soul, and therefore it's natural for him to align with the Torah. V'im kol zeh, and yet nonetheless, there are challenges obviously with conversion, because a person's getting a new soul, or a person's soul was not initially aligned with Torah, And therefore, Chazal are critical sometimes, Koshim Gerim Li Yisrael Kamosa Pachas, that a ger could sometimes, if a ger is not an authentic ger, doesn't live up to his part, he could become actually very damaging to the reputation of Klal Yisrael. Ki asa pachas mezgo eno tov, u'mekalkel habasar sheyesh lo mezek tov. So pachas is one of the subcategories of tzaras, and it damages the flesh, which would have otherwise been healthy. Va'al yakshe harei nimtzo ki Yisrael hayu ha'am ha'nivchar, ima tchuna ha'tova shahaysa lehem, hayu lahutin b'yoyser achar v'odazar mikol ha'umos. We go back to one of our early questions, which is, so if we're so great, so why are we sometimes the worst? If we are the greatest, so why do we have the biggest Yetzirah? And the answer is because we are the biggest Yetzirah. If we're so great, so why do we sometimes do worse Avodah Zarah than the nations of the world? And the answer is, that's because the Yetzirah pursues us. He knows we're so great. And again, the very fact that we're pursued by the Yetzirah is indicative of that kol ha-gadol mechavero yitzro gadol himeno. Whoever is greater than his friend has a greater Yetzirah. So the Pasha Pshat in that Gemara is that Rav Chaim Kanievsky has a bigger Yetzirah than us because he's a greater Jew. He's a more distinguished Jew. It's hard for us to imagine that that would be possible. But I always tell my Talmid that you can learn it also the other way around. That I guess it means if you have a big Yetzirah, I guess that means that you're a big Jew. So, you know, sometimes we think the Yetzirah is picking on us so terribly, I feel like my Yetzirah doesn't leave me alone. I guess the Yetzirah knows something about you that maybe you don't yet fully realize about yourself. So the Maharal will continue to explain how is it that the Jewish people get involved in Avodah Zarah sometimes more than anyone else if we're so great. But again, it's dafka. With great strength comes great responsibility. Okay, Laila Tov, my friends. Don't forget to daven Maariv.